Welcome to GSA 101, brought to you by Elevate GSA, where we turn GovSpeak into a language you speak. My name is Hannah Stress, and I have Colin Hertzel here with me today, and we are going to be discussing the latest refresh to the mass solicitation, which is refresh number 9.
Refresh number 9 is a handful of changes that are going to be implemented through the Mass Mod portal sometime in December 2021. Contractors will have 90 days to log in to the portal and accept the refresh. This, like other mass mods, is mandatory.
So GSA did offer one webinar on November 29th, 2021, from 1 to 2 p.m. However, they only sent out the email announcing this webinar the day before. So I'm guessing most of you missed it. If you would like to read GSA's announcement and summary of this refresh, we will have a link in the show notes for you guys to read. On this page, you will be able to read a brief synopsis as well as download attachments with hyper-specifics about the changes included in this refresh.
We do have an outline of the general changes that you can expect to see. For instance, you'll see various changes in the instructions for new offers, the SCP FSS-001 that lives in the solicitation.
So they're also going to be implementing the decommissioning of the Vendor Education Center. So Pathways to Success and the Readiness Assessment will now be accessed through the Mass Roadmap page, which we will also be linking down below for you guys.
They're also going to be making a few minor changes, like in the formatting of the mass solicitation table of contents. And they're also going to be implementing various changes to the offer and modification price proposal templates. Mostly, they're just going to be updating them to bring better clarity to the documents as a whole. For instance, there will be a TDR section that no longer will reference the most favored customer, as that information isn't applicable to TDR participants. So just a few little bits of cleanup there.
They're also going to be incorporating several clause and provision updates, which are too lengthy to go into on today's episode. But again, we will have a link down below should you guys want to read further into that.
Several SINs will also see updates to their titles to bring about greater clarity regarding what services or products should fall under the SIN. We won't go into all of them here, but you can see a comprehensive list on GSA's Interact page, which we'll have linked down below. And as always, if you have any questions or requests for a topic for us to cover in a future episode, please feel free to reach out to us at podcast@elevategsa.com.
Thanks for listening.